Hello, world. Welcome back to my one-person podcast, The Bible Abridged. Today's episode is brought to you by Hangover Helper. Just pop over to hangoverhelper.nyc and get some for yourself. It's a hangover cure, and it actually fucking works. And you can trust me, because I'm an alcoholic. 2 Samuel 16. So last we left David, he was fleeing for his life from his sexy and very hairy son, Absalom. David fled, like, 10 miles away, pretty much right over the horizon, and then he ran into a guy named Ziba. Ziba was a steward of Mephibosheth, who, in case you forgot, was Saul's grandson who had gotten his legs broken when his nurse tried to flee with him as a small child, in the battle that killed his dad, Jonathan, and Jonathan's dad, Saul. Well, Ziba had a string of donkeys loaded up with 200 loaves of bread, 100 raisin cakes, 100 fig cakes, and one lousy skin of wine. David asked, "Why did you bring all of this?" Obviously meaning, "Why did you go through all the trouble?" But this fucking guy, Ziba, answered, and this is all in here, I'm not making this up. "Oh, the donkeys are for you and your people to ride on. The bread and the fruitcakes are for you guys to eat. And the wine is for you to drink." David now knew what donkeys, food, and wine were for, thanks to Ziba. Well, David asked Ziba what was going on with Mephibosheth, and Ziba told him that Mephibosheth was staying around for the uprising with the hopes that somehow the people who just overthrew the government to put Absalom in charge would, I guess, change their mind and put him in charge instead. Well, David told Ziba when this is all over, he got all of Mephibosheth's stuff. As they wandered into the wilderness, a guy named Shimei came out of nowhere and started calling David a cunt and said that he deserved everything he was getting. Not for all the horrible things he actually did, but because of what he did to Saul, who you might remember him having nothing to do with all of that, and actually going out of his way to not murder Saul multiple times. One of David's men decided the best course of action was to cut this guy's fucking head right off his shoulders. But David stopped him and told him just to ignore him. They wandered off, and Shimei followed them like Gollum, and then kept throwing stones and clumps of dirt at them. I wonder if he ever looked back at that and just realized how close he was to death at that moment. Well, meanwhile, back in Jerusalem, Absalom was getting nice and cozy. He asked his new advice-giving people, "What should I do now?" And they said, "The best course of action is to go and fuck your dad's sex slaves." So he did. But he also decided to do it on his roof so everyone could see him fuck his dad's sex slaves. He did this partially to disrespect his father, and partially so everyone could see his sweet sex moves. 2 Samuel 17. So what happened next was, Ahithophel, a guy who told Absalom to fuck all those sex slaves on the roof, told him to gather up 12,000 men and go fucking murder David and his handful of loyalists, and to do it now before he could gather up more support out there in the wilderness. Absalom was about to go and do this when Hushai, who had previously been David's confidant, said, "No. First you go and get all the tribes together, and then you go slaughter all of David's men. And if they go into a city to hide, you bring a bunch of ropes to that city and drag that whole city down into the valley." Yeah. Absalom decided that he liked Hushai's plan better. Why did he feel this way, you ask? Well, because God decided to fuck with free will and go into his brain and make him like Hushai's plan better. When he was no longer around Absalom, Hushai sent a couple of guys named Zadok and Abiathar to get the word to David. They sent two guys named Jonathan and Ahimaaz to get the word to David to cross over the River Jordan. Ahithophel was so sad that Absalom didn't follow his advice that he fucking killed himself. Absalom appointed a new general named Amasa and started going after David. Meanwhile, David was gaining all kinds of support from the locals. They were bringing pottery and bowls and wheat and lentils and curds and honey and cheese for the troops. 2 Samuel 18. David and his troops started getting ready for battle, and he was trying to go out with them into battle, but they kept saying, "No, we are fighting to keep you alive. If you fucking die, this is all for nothing." And that thought had somehow not crossed David's mind before. Well, David tried to tell his commanders to be gentle with Absalom because he'd apparently forgotten how war worked, and they all went to meet Absalom's army in the forest of Ephraim. David's men routed Absalom's army, and between them fucking them up and the forest apparently eating people, there were 20,000 of them gone. And yes, backing up, it says that the forest swallowed up more men that day than the sword. And there isn't any more explanation than that, so there you have it. The forest was eating people. Absalom learned from his other brothers before him that riding a mule was the way to go. And here he was, mid-battle, just riding a mule around, trotting his 5 pounds of hair, waving in the wind, and just being a sexy hairy bitch all over the battlefield, while his men were being slaughtered and eaten by trees. As he trotted along, his massive hair got caught in a tree, and he just hung there as his mule kept trotting along. A young soldier saw Absalom hanging there, but was too afraid of what David would do if he did anything. So he went and told Joab. And Joab asked him, "Why didn't you fucking kill him, you idiot? I would have given you a handful of silver, and a special belt, so everyone knows you're like a tough, fierce warrior guy." Soldier was like, "I'm not fucking with David. You know how he gets about this shit." And Joab was like, "Yeah, I'm not fucking waiting around to ask him about it, though. That's for goddamn sure." So Joab went and found Absalom, still just swinging away from a branch by his 5 fucking pounds of matted, dreadlocked hair that he couldn't untangle to literally save his own life. And he stabbed 3 javelins directly through Absalom's heart. Then he had 10 of his men beat Absalom to death while he hung there helpless. Side note, and I'm not making this up, this is the story my mom used to tell me when I was a little kid, and I asked why I wasn't allowed to have long hair. This was the story. So after this, Joab stopped his soldiers from trying to murder all the rest of Absalom's men, and allowed them to all return to their homes. Then he threw Absalom in a pit and covered it with stones. Luckily, Absalom had already made himself a monument, so they were able to mark his grave. He made himself a monument because he, quote, had no sons to carry in the memory of his name. Which is weird, because a couple pages ago it said he had at least 3 sons. Well, Ahimaaz, the same messenger that had brought David the news about him needing to cross the Jordan, tried to convince Joab to let him be the one to alert David that his son had been killed. But Joab wouldn't let him. Instead, he took a random black guy that the book didn't even name and told him to do it. And yes, that is what it says. Well, Ahimaaz begged to follow the black guy to see David. Joab was like, "What? Why?" And Ahimaaz was like, "I just want to run, dude." So Joab was like, "Fine, go and run." So Ahimaaz went and ran as fast as he could, actually outrunning the random black guy, leaving all the stereotypes off the table. When Ahimaaz got to David, he informed him that the war had been won. David asked, "Okay, cool. Is Absalom okay?" Ahimaaz kind of stuttered and pulled at his collar a little bit, giving kind of a vague answer. Before David could press him, the other guy showed up and told David the war was over. David asked him if Absalom was okay. And the guy said, "No, he's fucking dead. And I hope everyone who rises up against you meets with the same fate." Well, this is not what David wanted to hear, and he started crying and wishing he had died instead of Absalom. He did this loudly in front of all the people who had just risked their lives to make sure this didn't happen. Jesus, David. If that's what you wanted, why'd you go to war in the first place? Give me a fucking break. And that seems like a good place to stop. So, yeah. Check back soon for the rest of the story of David. And, in the meantime, check out hangoverhelper.nyc. Thanks for listening.